Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Welcome to r/choosingbeggars, where someone gets a free all-expenses-paid vacation for like $10,000 and it's still not good enough. Our next Reddit post is a cross-post from r/amithebutthole. Am I wrong for asking my sister to modify our vacation plans to accommodate my pregnant wife? As a graduation present for my niece, my sister and brother-in-law let her choose where they spend their two-week New Year's holiday, and my niece chose France. Since my sister has connections with a swanky hotel there, she invited my wife and I, as well as a few other family members, to join them on this trip, all expenses paid. The concierge has been booking activities and restaurants for ages. This was in February, so the trip was about 11 months away, and during that time, my wife got pregnant. The problem is, my wife loves all winter sports and activities, but in her condition, she can't participate in like 66% of what's been organized. My sister said that it's fine. The hotel has 2 floors of spa and wellness facilities, and there's plenty to do outside of physical activities in the area, which some other family members will be doing anyways, and we can always ask the concierge for appropriate experiences. This won't work because my wife doesn't like being left out, and winter really is her favorite season, and we just can't afford a trip like this ourselves. It's really upsetting her that she won't be part of the group to go mushing or skiing or fat biking, and she'd have to see photos or hear about it later. I have asked my sister if we can postpone the trip, but she said that it's out of the question because my niece goes to college in February, and so much time and money went into the trip already. But maybe we could go somewhere warm, where my wife won't feel as bad for not participating in water activities. But my sister said this wasn't a decision for us to make. We're just guests. We've just come to a standstill where I called her selfish and inconsiderate. And she said that's hypocritical, since I want to change 8 people's plans due to my family planning. She told our parents about the talk and they called us. My parents told me to prepare my wife and I for being unable to attend or do many things in the upcoming years. They said, parenting means putting your own wishes to the side. They told us to be glad for the trip that we got, even if we can't do everything as planned. That we'll need to learn to be flexible soon anyways. But I feel like that's beyond the point. This trip was organized to make everyone happy, and now my wife will be excluded from most of it, and it just feels really unfair to her. Especially when this can all be scheduled for next New Year's or something. Am I wrong here? Man, OP just got handed a 2-week paid vacation to France, all expenses paid for him, his wife, and his daughter who just graduated. And his response is to complain about it? That is, I don't know, what... 2 weeks in France, I'd guess $10,000 to $15,000. That's like a 15K gift. And he's like, yeah, but I'd rather go to the beach. So can we cancel everyone's plan and go to the beach instead? As if that would fix anything, because then if they went to the beach, people would be snorkeling and scuba diving and paragliding and going on jet skis, which also pregnant women can't do. And like, it doesn't even make sense, because if they delay it, then they just have a baby they still have to care for. And it's not like having a baby means they can all go skiing or mushing or whatever because someone has to stay behind and watch the baby. This guy does not understand how reality works. And once he has his kid, he's in for a rude awakening. Also, I think I just realized I misread. It's not OP's daughter who's receiving the gift. It's OP's niece, which would mean that
it's OP's sister who's buying the gift for her daughter, not OP's daughter. So I think I misunderstood that point in the story. So, okay, then instead of the sister buying a gift for OP and his wife and his daughter, it's just buying a gift for OP and his wife, which, you know, is still a pretty extravagant gift. Our next post comes from Facebook.
Folks, this is what my in-laws sent me for the holidays. My husband and I are both shocked year after year. This year is particularly bad. Now, my husband's a medical doctor and I'm a teacher and we're both based in New York City. My in-laws are a retired dentist and a pharmacist in Miami. We sent two nice Sherpa jackets for Dad, and for Mom, one leather pouch from Portland Leather and a facial care set from a German organic brand. All well wrapped, with notes. We both are really tired of getting somehow basic gifts, almost no thought put into it. I want to stop exchanging gifts with them, but my husband just responds, "Thank you." What do you guys think about this? We're really not looking forward to anything they send anymore.
So the choosing beggar includes a picture of the gifts, and like, I'll be honest, they are kind of lame gifts. We've got a bottle of hot sauce, some socks, everyone loves getting socks for Christmas, some kind of like cleaning implement, and then some pot holders. So these are lame gifts, you guys. But like, I don't know, if your husband's a medical doctor and you want something nice, just go buy it because you've got a medical doctor salary. Maybe don't shame your in-laws on Facebook like a trashy person. And like, besides that, I'm kind of confused. Opie said the in-laws are in Miami, so why is she sending them Sherpa jackets for Miami weather? Maybe they're sending OP bad gifts because OP keeps sending them bad gifts? This next post comes from USPS Operation Santa, which I think is a system where like you write a letter to the USPS and then someone else can buy the gift for you as if you're their secret Santa. Anyways, OP found this letter.
Dear Santa, this year I would like a pair of UGG size 4 in kids, a Visa $500 gift card to buy formula for my kids and buy groceries, a tan Jacob Tote teddy purse and a Sephora gift card for makeup, and lastly, 5 tickets to Disneyland to take my kids where they've always dreamed to go. Very much God blessed, from Rosa.
On that note, down in the comments, we have this depressing story from Eliza Doolittle. My kids volunteer for a charity where they have teens escort kids to choose a gift for themselves in a big room full of awesome toys. They needed the teens to escort the kids because the charity realized that when the parents came with their kids, the parents pressured the kids to either pick the most expensive thing so they could pawn it or something for themselves. I'm sure there are still parents who pawn the gifts, but at least now the kids are actually picking something they want. This next post is from a newspaper ad. It shows a picture of a family of 4, a mom, dad, 2 kids, with help wanted.
Christian family of 4, searching for our forever home. We've been living with family for 9 months, waiting for God to provide a house that we can use for His glory. We're praying for 3,000 square feet, 1+ acre, partially wooded, within 30 minutes of Eastman, under $300,000. In Jesus' name.
Okay, you're looking for a 300-square-foot house with 1 acre under 300K. You and everyone else, man. Down in the comments, people actually looked up the region and what the housing prices are. And these people are undershooting the market value of houses by like $100,000 to $300,000. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Our next Reddit post is from Cody. Today I was at the grocery store, and I had a gentleman strike up a conversation with me. After nice pleasantries, he asked if I had $5 so we could get something to eat. I said, sorry, I don't have any cash on me. So he asked if I could get him something to eat, and I said, sure, but you only have 5 minutes because my Uber was coming. And I only said 3 items. He comes back with 10 items, 4 of which were gallon drinks, a $12 pack of ham and a loaf of bread, and then like 4 varieties of cookies and ho-hos. I was shocked and said, that's a bit too much. I'll get you the lunch meat, bread, and a drink. Then he proceeded to yell at me and call me some very nasty names. I watched his tirade in disbelief, and he told the cashier never mind and walked away. I just chuckled to myself and left in my Uber. I'm still shocked. On this next post, OP's an artist.
Hey girl, my partner and I are obsessed with your art. I want to order a custom drawing for him for Christmas. How do I order? He's been talking about it for like 6 months, and it's all that he wants. I have a picture, but I want you to change my hair because it's short and natural now, but this is his favorite pic.
Hey, thank you so much for the kind words and interest in my art. Unfortunately, I'm not taking on commissions at this time, but I'll be sure to let you know if that changes. Or I'd be happy to recommend other artists who have open commissions.
What the heck is a commission? I just want you to draw me.
A commission is when you hire an artist to make you a custom piece. I'm really busy with work right now, so I'm not taking on any custom orders. I only draw for fun when I have time.
I see you post all the time, so how are you telling me that you're busy? Just draw me next, and I'll screenshot it for my boyfriend. Like, come on!
I'm sorry, but that's not how this works. I draw to relax. Needing to draw something specific by a deadline is not relaxing. It's work. And right now, with my schedule and with the holidays quickly approaching, I can't take on any more work. Thank you for understanding.
You dumb B-word! You're the one not understanding! How are you gonna ruin someone's Christmas because you wanna relax and not work? Shaking my head, you're lazy as F. You're what's wrong with this world, you dumb B-word!
Okay. Well, in addition to this person being super toxic, I'd bet you there's not even a boyfriend in the picture. This is probably just some elaborate scheme to try to guilt OP into drawing work for free because it's for a gift and that makes it meaningful, when really all this choosing beggar wants is a free picture of herself. On this next post, OP is a guy who says that he's an auto mechanic in his bio, and he matches with a girl on Tinder.
Can you fix my car?
LMAO, what's wrong with it? Then the girl sends the guy a picture of her car, and this thing is pretty nasty. The entire, like, front quarter of the car is ripped off, and the motor is, like, open and exposed to the air.
How's it looking?
Definitely not what I was expecting, to be honest.
So, like, can you fix it, though?
No. I'm a mechanic, not a body shop tech.
It's just small damage. Nothing crazy. You got my hopes up for nothing.
Well, I'll do it and charge you for the labor. Gotta get that bag.
That's, no. I think I've given enough payment by matching with you on here.
Oh, is that right?
100%.
I'm gonna have to say no on that one.
So is being an absolute grunt your method of flirting?
No, just don't want to do my job for free. I've got people down in the comments estimating that this is about $6,000 in bodywork.
So, I'm not really sure what kind of girl would have to match with me on Tinder to be like, yep, that's worth $6,000. Better pay up. On this next post, OP's classmate completely flaked on their group project, and then, the night before the final exam, sent this. Hey, can you please send me photos of exam 1, 2, and 3? Huh? Then OP sends a super, super close-up picture of one of the questions, which is effectively useless. What's that? Can you send me the whole exam with solutions? No, definitely not. The teacher's assistant said that it was okay. Why not? It's not cheating. It's just to see the solutions. The teacher's assistant asked me to ask a fellow classmate. I don't get it, lol. The exams already got graded. Because I've carried you enough this semester, and you're asking me to send you all my work from the last three exams at 9:30 the night before the final? WTF, bro. Can I see it in person tomorrow, then? Man, I have to get myself ready for the exam. It's cool then, I guess. No, it's not cool, bro. I am not cool with it. I would have sent it, but it's cool. You would have sent it, but you don't even have it. Okay. Predictably, whenever there's one of these stories on Reddit, the comments are filled with similar stories of people doing group projects and someone getting screwed over. Like this one from Dreadly. I had an awesome group project where two of us got partnered with a dude who had missed nearly every class. The other dude and I did 100% of the work and repeatedly told the professor that the other guy ghosted us. We show up the last day to do our presentation and the ghost is in class and goes, "Hey, which part am I presenting?" The professor just told him to leave, lol. On this next post, OP makes custom terrariums and got this message. Hey, it's me, that person who blew you up in October, spent an hour asking questions about a custom terrarium, then ghosted when it was time to confirm payment. I'm now hitting you up again, 1 week before Christmas, to see if you can make that terrarium, but now I need two of them. And I want them by Sunday, and I want them delivered to a place 20 minutes outside of your very, very large delivery zone. And I'm not going to pay you up front for materials, or the extra gas, or the driving time. I'll give you cash on delivery. On this next post, OP is a DM for Dungeons & Dragons and charges his players to play games.
Are either of your games open?
Both of them, and sorry for not answering earlier. Time zones are my bane.
Do you want people only joining one, or can someone join both?
If you can pay for both, I'll give you a discount, and you're more than welcome to join both. Though, remember that sessions 0 and 1 are free for both campaigns. We haven't started Rime of the Frost Maiden yet. We started Dragon of Icespire Peak, but we only had one session.
Oh, after I fell asleep, it completely slipped my mind that it's an effing $20 game.
My game was listed as pay to play. I always forget to ask that. You'd be surprised how many people skip over that.
But it should be free. Also, $20, that's effing highway robbery, especially for an online D&D game. In person, maybe, if you're providing food, drink, and warmth, and even then, that's a stretch. Assuming you play once a week, that'd be $100 a month just to be in your game.
$80, actually. A month is 4 weeks. That's the lowest I can go. Between PayPal commissions and third parties, I'm actually making less than half of that amount.
Wow, even worse. Not only are you ripping people off, but not even providing more than a game.
How am I ripping people off?
$20 a game is not worth it.
I'm not scamming you, especially since you're not buying. I know my prices and I'm firm on them.
You'd better be a Matt Mercer level DM.
Nobody can be Matt Mercer, and that's not a fair comparison.
Then the price ain't worth it for an online game. Anyways, see ya, scammer.
So I did a lot of D&D in high school, and a lot of work goes into DMing. So if you ask me, $20 a game feels pretty reasonable. That was r/choosingbeggars, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast, because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.